So often in this slot on Monday afternoons, we learn significantly sized Rambans. I want to take a look at a particularly brief Ramban. Ma'at HaKamas Rav HaEchas. It's just a few lines, but there's a tremendous amount going on in terms of reading the Psukim, being bothered by subtle questions, and giving Kedarko BaKodesh very broad and profound answers, and answers I think that have a lot of practical implications for us. This is the Ramban, the very, very end of Parshas Vayigash. Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Near the end of Parshas Vayigash. And Parshas Mikkei, Parshas Vayechi rather, begins around the 13-14 Psukim later. At this point, we're already in Shvi, and the Yigesh had begun with a moment of intense drama and a moment of very intense confrontation between Yehuda and Yosef, and the pitch rises and the tension rises, and finally the denouement, Yosef reveals himself, and suddenly things begin to fall into place. And Yosef tells his and the mood changes. And Yosef tells his brothers, bring my father down and he'll see what's going on here. He'll see all the covet. He'll see everything that's going on. And Kila Michya Shalchani Hashem, Rebbe Hashem sent him here. You thought it was, you were trying to hurt me, but Kadosh Baruch Hu really was arranging everything, Latov. And now I'm in a position to support the family, in a position to support the entire civilized world. And they come to the Yaakov and his family come down to Mitzrayim, they meet Paro. And they settle in Goshen. And that is the very beginning of Shvi. Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud. Vayoshev Yosef Echav. Yosef settles his father and his brothers in Goshen. Eretz Ram says, Vayichal Kelos Yosef Aviv Echav Kobes Aviv Lachem Ufiatav. And Yosef takes care of his family. Yosef supports his family. And you would have thought that Vayigash could end here. And then we would pick up with Vayechi. That decades later, end of Yaakov's life, and we hear about Yaakov's interactions next week's parsha with Yosef and with Yosef's grandchildren, Yaakov's own grandchildren, Asher and Ephraim, and the brachos and the rebuke that Yaakov offers to his own children. The end, almost the entire Aliyah of Shvi is mysteriously present in Chumash. It's a mystery why it's here. It's really a mystery. The Torah proceeds over the course of Shvi to tell us that indeed the famine worsened, and that Yosef carried out the plan that he had spelled out to Paro years earlier that we heard at the beginning of Parshas Mikkei. We heard in last week's Lane. And it's really very mysterious. Why did the Torah tell us this? Yosef had a job. He did his job. Do we hear about every time that the Avos were out, shepherding the sheep? Do you hear about the rest of Yosef? Yosef worked for many decades afterwards. There's this like mystery. Now, the Torah needs to spend so much time telling me that Yosef did his job. And the back and the forth and the slowly aggregating all the money on behalf of Paro, then aggregating all the real estate and all the human resources in the most literal sense possible on behalf of Paro. Why is it Chumash? Yosef had a job, he did his job. Why is it Chumash? Why is this a Nevuah Shehutzal Chaladaros? So that appears to be Kedarko BaKodesh. Ramban does not articulate the question, but it's clearly what he's answering. Ramban says as follows: Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yudalet. Vayilakeitz Yosef es kol hakesef. Pasuk Gedalz, we begin to see Yosef aggregating the wealth of Mitzrayim on behalf of Paro. Sipra Kasuv Zeh. The Torah tells us this, tells us the story. It tells us this episode in detail. V'gomar ha'inyan b'chol ha'parsha. And it doesn't just even, it's not only a one sentence mention, well more than 10 psukim detailing the step by step progression, the unfolding, the execution of Yosef's plans. Why? Ramban says, appear, if you read slowly and carefully, I think he gives two separate things. Lohudia ma'alos Yosef b'chachma b'svuna uvadas. He says, to tell you the qualities of Yosef's milus in the area of chachma, tevuna, and das. It's Chabad, chachma, bina, and das. What does this mean? V'chi haya ish emunim. And lo and behold, he was a person of integrity, a person of honesty. Shehevi kol hakesef beis Yosef. All of the money, kol hakesef rather beis Paro. Now all the money comes to Paro's palace. V'lo asa la'atzma otros kesef u'matimoni m'star b'eretz Mitzrayim. He didn't have any secret slush fund. None of the money got diverted into some secret account, neither in Mitzrayim, nor did he send off the money, siphon off some of it and send it off to Eretz Canaan, back home. The ancient equivalent of a Swiss bank account. But Yosef was an honest person, and this Torah stress is that everything ended up where it was supposed to be. The king who trusted him. Now that highlights the challenge. This power had been very clear from the outset. You know, I'm in charge. You have to answer to me. But beyond answering to me, you have full control over the entire country. And it sounds like there was very little accountability. He goes, so it was helpful. Power had implicit trust in Yosef's wisdom and Yosef's integrity. All the money that came in that properly belonged to Paro, all the money that came in properly belonged to Paro, and Yosef made sure it actually got to Paro. And he aggregated now the cash, but the real estate and even the people became the property of Paro. And in all of this, he was honest. And then the Rabban says the third thing. He says, and the people loved him. You would have expected that Yosef would have been a lightning rod for resentment. But no. Lamasa, Yosef did save the country. And the people actually recognize it. So often in politics, you know, when there's something that needs to be done that in the long term benefits the community, but it's a painful, a bitter pill to take. You know, the messenger often is often the attitude is to kill the messenger, and that would have been a natural political outcome here. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a special siyata d'shmaya. Yashem u'matzliach esereyim. Yosef deserved. Yosef was a yari shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to give him a special siyata d'shmaya. So what do we have? What's Ramban telling us? So I think he's telling us three things, but the last two are connected. The last one in particular is really about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first two are about Yosef. The last one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sometimes give his special siyata d'shmaya to a tzaddik, to Yerei Shamayim. And here you see, against all odds, it was not the political outcome you would have expected. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw it with the goodwill, the public goodwill vis-a-vis Yosef increased as his plan unfolded. He had great, the ratings were amazing. People loved him. And that's paired with the middle point, the second point. V'chi haya ish emunim. He was a person of extraordinary integrity. And I sometimes think about this from Ramban. We often talk about Yosef HaTzadik, that he was a Baal Nisayon. I think the great Nisayon of Yosef that he's propositioned by Ishes Potiphar, and she's a woman with power, and he was attracted to her, and there was the motive and there was opportunity, and he said no. And even when she tried to force him, he runs away, and he insists he's going to act the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to act, even when the going went got tough. And that certainly was an incredible nisayon. But the thing that Rabban is pointing out, that arguably, even as daunting a nisayon as Eshes Potiphar was for Yosef, we often don't notice that an even greater nisayon. Let's think about the, in modern terms, billions, if not trillions, of dollars of wealth. All the wealth of Mitzrayim passes through Yosef's hands. And there's essentially no oversight, there's no accountability, except through Ribono Shel Olam. And he could have done whatever he wanted, and no one would have even known. No one would have known. As Rabban says, he could have stashed away some of the money for himself in Mitzrayim. He could have stashed away some of the money, offshore, so to speak, in Eretz Canaan. No one would have been the wiser. No one suspected him. The Paro had implicit trust in Yosef, and no one else, even would have suspected him, no one else was in a position to say anything. Yosef could have gotten away with embezzling millions, probably billions of dollars. And it's the same Yosef who said to Eshes Potiphar, Elokim doesn't want me to do this. The same Yosef who, when he meets Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Ophim, and when he meets Paro for the first time, Elokim pissed on him. It's Ribono Shel Olam. He did not lose that clarity. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. No person will call me on it, but I owe an accounting to Ribono Shel Olam. And I do have accountability to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible nisayon. Yosef, Shechter points out that the Rambam one place refers to Yaakov Avinu as Yaakov Hatzadik. I believe it's in Hilchos Chirus, in the context of working an honest hour. If I'm an employee, paid by the hour, I can't slack off. I can't say, I'll get the work done less time and then I'll take off. If I'm paid by the hour, I have to work an honest hour. I'm more capable. I have to work to whatever my full capacity is during the time that I'm hired. Rambam there quotes, Sharei Yaakov HaTzadik, based on Gemara Bava Metzia. Shechter quotes, there's a beautiful discussion that's not for now in Eretz Tzvi. It's the Gemara Bava Metzia. Yaakov Avinu is the model of working an honest hour. Again, he had every excuse to try to be less than honest with Lavan and to cut corners. No, that's what he tells Lavan at the very end. I worked in the snow and I worked in the rain and I worked in the heat and I was Oved B'chol Kochi. That's what he tells Lavan's daughters, his wives. That's what he tells Lavan himself. The Rambam there refers to Yaakov in that context as Yaakov Hatzadik, because that's what he was. Because he was only b'nisayon, not b'nisayon, but l'amakam, b'nisayon b'am l'chaveiro. That's what we have here. He's Yosef HaTzadik bin Adam l'chaveiro, b'am l'amakam, in the context of Eshes Potiphar, but here he is Yosef HaTzadik b'am l'chaveiro, on a staggering level. So Rabban says, that's why the Torah tells us this. Look how many billions, trillions of dollars of wealth passing through his hands, and everything goes to pot. And he's taking control of the country, and still everything goes to pot. But that's the central thrust, the second answer of the Rambam. And with all this, people still love him. He's so beloved, despite the fact that he's taking control of the whole country. That was a special siyat tishma. What was the first point? There was, I believe, another answer at the beginning. The milus of Yosef bechachma b'tzvuna uvedas. What does that mean? That's not chihaya ishamuna. They're two separate things. The bulk of the Ramban dedicates the fact that he was a person of extraordinary integrity. But the beginning is that he was a person of chachma, tzvuna, and das. Chachma, tzvuna, and das. What does that mean? To tell us his milus. So I believe what it means. And a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, Talmud Yeshiva pointed out to me there's a Ramban in Parshas Miketz, Paragmai Mal, Pasuk Lamechum, seems to indicate this perhaps as well. I believe what the Ramban is driving at is aside from his integrity, He had a plan, and he actually carried it out. And we saw Yosef in Miketz, and he was the Navon v'Chacham. That's what the Ramban. That's what Yosef had said at the beginning of Parshas Miketz, when he comes to Paro, and he explains the dream, but then he doesn't stop there. He's a solution seller. He says, "There's your problem. The dream is telling you your problem, and let me tell you what the solution is. And the solution is, you need." The solution is you need to find a person who's a Navon v'Chacham who's going to oversee this whole project. He describes this entire project. And the Rabban comments back in Parshas Miketz, Ish Navon v'Chacham, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Yere Par Ish Navon v'Chacham. The Rabban seems to say, asking for two different things. Chacham means that he had technical knowledge. That you need someone who knows how to preserve. You're talking about preserving food for years. You need someone who has the technical know-how to be able to know how to preserve grain and how to preserve vegetables, how to preserve this, how to preserve that. You want to save all this food for years to be able to pull it out 7, 8, 9 years later. But the Rabban says he also said you need a navon. What's a navon? The Rabban seems to say back in Perek Mem Aleph, a manager, Yimkar Mosla Ratzas Acheros, and so on and so forth. He has to be a Navon and a Chacham. He has to have the technical expertise, and he has to have the management know-how. He has to have the leadership capacity. And the Ramban, I believe, is saying here, the second point that he makes is Yosef's incredible honesty, his extraordinary integrity. The first point is that Yosef was a visionary. He was an opener. He was also a closer. The person who was able to envision what the plan could look like. He was also the person who was able to carry it out. Often people have one or the other, but not both. The Ramchal talks about this when he discusses Zerizos. Ramchal describes, I believe it's in Perek Zayin, Mesil Sharm, that we talk about being energetic, being enthusiastic, and being eager, being a zariz. There's a zariz kodem haschalas hamaisa, and the zarizos la'achar haschalas hamaisa. The reason before you get started is getting started, to be a starter, to get things rolling. And the zarizos la'achar haschalas hamaisa, the zarizos after you've begun, is to keep things going all the way, to see things through to the end, not to just sort of get the project going and drop it. Most people are either starters or closers. Yosef was both. He had Milas Yosef, b'chachma b'tvuna uvedas. He was a person who was able to envision what this could look like, and he also actually saw it through. And that kinyan in midos is part of what this parsha is teaching. So this is these psukim, the aliyah of Shvi, at first we would look at it and say, what does it mean? Rabban says, no, it's teaching us tremendous things. It teaches tremendous things in terms of our effectiveness. Milas Yosef b'chachma tuna v'das, zerizos b'chodem haschal samaisa, zerizos achar haschal samaisa. Some people need to work on being a starter, some people need to work on being a closer. And the incredible, overwhelming, staggering honesty and integrity that Yosef had. Unbelievable. And these two great kinyanim, the Chachma Tzvun of Adas and the Ish Amunim. And then the third point is to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. The first two have to do with the expectations of us, and the third is an appreciation of how Kadosh Baruch Hu operates. That Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of his Yireim, and indeed Yosef enjoyed a political popularity that would not have been expected under the circumstances. That was yet another example of the divine miraculous hatzlacha that Yosef enjoyed.